From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, August 6th. Plumas County has a new sheriff. NSPR's Eric Adams says the former undersheriff was chosen yesterday to lead the office.
Chad Herman has been with the sheriff's office for 33 years. He's been in the position of undersheriff for the last five. Now he'll take the head role as sheriff after a vote by the Plumas County Board of Supervisors. The move comes after the former sheriff, Todd Johns, retired last week. Johns had served as sheriff since 2020. He led the county through the pandemic and the Dixie and Park fires. Now, as Herman enters the top role, he says he's looking to focus on improving staffing and technology at his office. His role begins immediately. A public swearing-in ceremony for Herman takes place next week. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, Reading residents who call 911 for lift assistance will now get a bill in the mail. The Reading Fire Department will charge almost $500 for lift assists, or non-life-threatening cases when a person needs help getting up after a fall. Officials say the fee was approved by the City Council in 2023 and will eventually be applied to all EMS calls the fire department responds to. The goal of the fee is to reduce the amount of lift calls and discourage repeat calls from people relying on 911 for routine assistance. Reading Fire responds to about 1,200 lifts a year, or about 3 calls a day. Local ambulance crews don't respond to those calls. The department's fire chief says responding to lift assists can mean response time is delayed for larger emergencies. The city offers fee waivers for special circumstances. And invasive golden mussels pose a significant risk to California's waterways and infrastructure. NSPR's Kendall looks at one measure which aims to control their spread.
These mollusks first appeared in California last October. They've since been detected from the Port of Stockton in the north to as far south as Kern County. U.S. Representative Josh Harder recently introduced a bill to help prevent their spread. The Golden Mussel Eradication and Control Act calls for the creation of a rapid response program to monitor, control, and eradicate the mussels, and for investments in new technology and local inspection stations. It would also establish a reporting system to increase coordination between state, local, and federal agencies. Golden mussels have already been found in pumping stations and other water control infrastructure, mostly in the Central Valley. They form dense colonies that can clog equipment used to manage California's water supply. Mandatory boat inspections to prevent their spread are in place throughout the state, including at Lake Oroville. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeBall.
Also, outdated concrete dams in Chico Creek are set to be removed to allow salmon and trout to access more of the river. According to KRCR, the city of Chico is partnering with the Machupta Tribe, the Chico State Ecological Reserve, and the nonprofit group California Trout to remove weirs in Chico Creek. Officials told KRCR the structures will be replaced with natural boulders to create deep pools for the fish and upriver access. Construction is expected to start in the coming months and be completed in 2027. Additionally, California Senator Alex Padilla and Senator Cory Booker have introduced legislation that would require immigration agents to show identification during enforcement actions. It requires all federal and deputized state or local officials to clearly display official identification. It also prohibits wearing non-medical face coverings and requires the Department of Homeland Security to establish disciplinary procedures for violations and report to Congress yearly on compliance. The initiative is in response to immigration enforcement agents' increasing practice of not wearing any kind of identifying clothing or badges during operations. Padilla says it creates fear, erodes public trust in law enforcement, and allows agents to evade accountability. And internal affairs documents and other police misconduct records from nearly 700 California law enforcement agencies are now publicly available. The Police Records Access Project was created by UC Berkeley and Stanford University. It contains about 1.5 million pages of records from 12,000 officer misconduct and use of force cases. The database is the first of its kind in the country and allows people to search for particular types of misconduct or uses of force. It'll also help police departments better research potential job candidates and help researchers identify policing trends. It doesn't include crime scene photos, audio recordings, or videos. Personal information about sexual assault and domestic violence victims have also been redacted. The database is jointly published by CalMatters, the Los Angeles Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, and KQED. In other news, Chico residents can pick their own peaches from Chico State's orchard this week. Friday is the annual You Pick Day at the university's farm south of Chico. Visitors can also buy sweet corn, watermelon, honey, and other university-raised produce. Funds from the event support the university's orchard program, which gives students hands-on learning experience and advances agricultural research. The event takes place from 8 a.m. to noon. And a transparency note, Chico State owns NSPR's broadcast licenses. It does not oversee our news production or programming. And finally, Chico residents are invited to a workshop to discuss improvements to the downtown area. The city will share early design plans for the Downtown Chico Revitalization Project and is asking for ideas and feedback from the community. The project aims to improve public transportation and encourage walking and cycling by upgrading sidewalks and bicycle paths. The meeting will be in the City Council chambers on August 12th at 6 p.m. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, August 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.